The girl is really mad. The girl is shaking. Who's gonna feel the baby? Coming out the bloody Sunday. Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Just In Time. And on today's episode of Just In Time, we're going to talk about God. Someone said in order to make America great again, we have to put God first. And it got me to thinking, what those variables? Because in a world filled with so much anger and so much hatred and so much evilness, how can we make America great by putting God first? Like, it's easy said than done. But that's why I have someone in the studio this morning who feels different. And we're just going to share our opinion. We're going to talk about this because I feel like in some way it should be easy to put God first. But based on where we're living, and based on the variables and the certain situations and things that are going on, you know, we have to be real about what we're living in. And that's the one thing I know is that, you know, we don't want to be real about America and what some of the, just the horrible things that we're witnessing. And so I got Sister Lakeisha in here today, and she's just going to share her opinion. So, Sister Lakeisha, how do you feel? You know, so we're sitting here and we're talking about someone, you know, in order to make America great, someone said you got to put God first. But I just said that I think that's somewhat difficult in so many ways to do based on where we're at in today's world. How do you feel?
First of all, I feel like, when was America ever just great? When was it ever just great? When was the world ever just great? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know if people should say that. Like, I don't know if people just oh, great. Because I don't think the world has ever been great. And America, when I think about its history and slavery and everything, it hasn't just been great.
Okay.
So, can somebody define great or what they mean by that, first of all?
Okay. You know, I know, you know, that's what, that was a slogan that President Donald Trump came out with, Make America Great Again. And, you know, and so people, of course, ran with it. And then on the flip side, you got people making, say, make the hood great again, and so forth and so on. But let's just get back to how we, when it comes back to putting, making America great in alignment of, for us, putting God first. I mean, I don't know. My opinion of the church, my opinion of my relationship with God, based on my experience, is real very complicated and very fluent as far as I have a personal relationship with God. So I think I feel like I put him first in my life in that way. I used to be a church goer. I go to church all the time. And then I just feel like, I don't know, you know, it's some things going on inside the church. Mm-hmm. It's different type of leaders. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I don't know. So how you feel about that? You know,
what?
Do you feel like it's hard to, you know, make America great if people not putting God first?
Well, you know? Yeah, you can't do anything without the Creator. You can't do anything without God. Apart from Him, you just can't do nothing.
So. I agree with you. Yeah. But why are so many people pushing away from Him? Why so many people stop going to church? Why so many people talk so bad about the church and how the church is all about money and how you look around your neighborhood and you got thousands of churches, but you got millions of homeless people. Yeah. And so the numbers is not adding up. So, I mean, why is that in your opinion?
In my opinion, people, first of all, I believe that it's like that is because people, men are putting their trust in men. You know what I mean? They're putting their trust in men and not in God. And then a lot of people, when they see like the pastor fail or this person, or they see something in church they don't like, they automatically sometimes just kind of push away from God, you know?
Okay.
So people have to understand, just because men is going to fail because we're flawed human beings. We're sinful human beings. Just because men mess up, don't attach Jesus, don't attach God to that. Okay. That's men. Men is going to fail, period. We're in a fallen world. What's good is bad. What's bad is good. That's just how it is until the Lord comes and make things right, you know? So we're living in a fallen world. It's going to be like that. God does give us His owner's manual because He's the Creator.
And when you say owner's manual, can you be a little bit more detailed? Because I don't think people understand that.
The Bible.
Okay.
The owner's manual.
Okay.
Because He's the Creator and we are the creation.
Okay, you're absolutely right. But even when it comes to the owner manual, mm-hmm. so many people is trying to recreate mm-hmm. the owner manual.
That's right.
And you have people who's believing in those recreation or those modify of mm-hmm. the owner manual. Mm-hmm. So once again, it's not a streamline.
Right.
It's not a streamline to God love and because so many people are trying to reinvent it. Mm-hmm. So how do we make America great? By putting God first with entertaining these variables.
Yeah, that is a good question. That's why it's important to basically, you know, have your own relationship with God and know Him for yourself. And
do you feel like it's important to go to church?
Yeah, I mean, it's important to surround yourself with other believers because iron sharpens iron.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes you need that. You can't do it alone, you know, because what it says, one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000. Like, there is power in unity, you know. But you just also got to recognize there's like, living in the world they're in, there's good and bad everywhere in the church, out of the church. So even though you may go to church and you see some things you don't like, I mean, you can go back to the world. It's going to be some things you don't like either. So basically, we're looking too much at man and we need to focus more on having our relationship with God. Yes, the pastor puts forth the word, but you need to learn the word on your own and for yourself, and you need to have your own relationship with God. And if you see something that's not right or righteous, you know, pray for that person. Ask God about it. God may want to use you to be that vessel to do it the right way. So
I agree. I mean, you know, like I say, he places many visions and verbs out there, and sometimes just depending on what we're entertaining. What about the alignment when you talk about putting God first and then you talk about money? You know, that's another one that's so sticky because, you know, a lot of people feel like in some cases I haven't seen people use the church to produce money and they build a church and they'll be here for 8 years and then all of a sudden they'll move to this certain location. I know a family that used to do that all the time and I just thought it was just you know, not a good thing to do, or you're going putting churches strictly to produce the money. And so, you know, it's hard for people. People always say, you know, the pastor this or the pastor that. Just the church peer got all this money. And now, on the flip side, it's a lot of churches out there who's doing it the right way. They got a lot of great programs. They got a lot of great leaders in the church. They got a lot of great everything, you know. So I don't want people to think, but on the flip side, it's some horrible, crazy stuff going on when you talk about the church. On all areas, not just one denomination. It's Catholic, it's Southern Baptist, it's non-denominational. You know, it's so many. And I think one of the most important thing when you're serving God is your leader.
Right.
Your leader have to be sincere.
Right.
People got to feel them. Like at the end of the church, you go up there and you hug them and you say, Pastor, you know, I had a great week, or can you pray for my parents? That leader have to be someone who leads.
Right.
I know a lot of guys who are pastors, but their wife are the real leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes the church take a hit because that's just what it is. Mm-hmm. The pastor is preaching the word, but the person who's making the church work is the wife.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cool with that too. But I just feel like if someone is running a church, and the male, the leader, have to be the everything runs through. Yeah, everything got to run through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see a lot of people in church. I feel like it's hard to put God first in order to make America great because, you know, guys put friends and not followers,
mm-hmm.
not people who have experienced God, but just, oh, my buddy going through something. I got to put him here. So you go be over Usher. You go be over this, you know? And so it's just like how you pick your leader, how you identify your leader. I feel like it's critical to, once again, you know, people talk about making America great. In order to make it great, they say you got to put God first.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like, you know, in order to put God first, we have to, like, make sure we have the right leaders and make sure that those leaders can delegate, you know, and make sure that they building leaders. Somebody had told me, man, you know why they love the women in the church? Because the women control the man. And I was just like, huh? It's like, what, you know, it's like, if you ever just went to a real church, a strong church, you see a lot of men leading. But they were like, if you ever went to like just a church that looks successful, you know, but they don't really, they, you know, like the followings. I ain't never been to a church where people didn't give their all and sincere. I try to, that's something as a believer, I try to pick up on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I visited the church first before I joined. I stay at least 6 months before I think about doing anything as far as working for them. You know, I only had three churches, my home church.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to college, I had a church. And then when I came back, you know, and now in my 40s, I have a church. My relationship for some reason with that church is it's in lingo. Some days I feel like just going and getting back in there and going 100% like I've been doing, then based on some experience. And I just feel like when I needed them the most, they wasn't there. And that's another thing I feel like people feel like they give themselves so much to the church. And then some people feel like the church let them down.
Yeah.
You know, so how can we?
Church hurt.
Yeah. So how can we help those people? You know, I mean, if like putting God is the first number one thing in order to make America great, then what about those people who'd have been hurt by the church or who'd have been let down by the church? And they go out and they share their message with other people who probably in the same, you know, category or in the same group. How we reach out to those? What would we do about those people?
The people that hurt?
Yeah.
That's why I say it is important to have your relationship with God, because then you'll understand. Even God understands that we are human. We mess up. Men mess up. Men fail. So, yes, you hurt, but there's God's word also says forgive. So you have to forgive. Understand that we're in a fallen world. No one's perfect but Jesus. You know, and forgive and go to God and allow him to talk to him about it, allow him to heal your heart in that area when it comes to the people or the people or persons that hurt you in the church?
Well, I understand. I agree with that. I mean,
but at the same time, just because those people or that person hurt you in church doesn't mean everybody in church is like that.
I agree. I don't feel like everybody in church is like that. I mean, I just feel like, you know, once again, once you experience somebody who, you know, is not authentic and they love, and, you know, and people always want to use the church to build a personal worth, you know, and I just feel like, you know, once again, you got to understand, because I'm like, everybody can't take me. I'm blunt. I smell the BS a mile away. And, you know, I'm not part of no silos or no clique. I don't, my circle's small. And, but based on my experience of growing up in the church, based on what some things I'd have been through personally, I just know why it's important to have a relationship with God. I love my relationship. That's why I know it's important to eventually find a new church home so that me and my kids can get back in there. But once again, we're talking about putting America great. You're seeing racism, you're seeing hate, you're seeing people disrespect the dead, you know, Kobe Bryant situation. I mean, if you got empathy, if you got God in your heart, Gayle King, she ain't seeing that crap in that interview to Lisa Leslie. I'm just, and it's just, you got so much going on. Human trafficking, you got thousands and thousands of young lady missing. Where God at in that?
And those people don't have God in their hearts. Like, you can't make a, okay, first of all, people like, put God first. And I think they're saying that because we're not, as a people, not even, I mean, even as a country, but the world, like, everyone is not putting God first. There's some people that are, and then there's some people that aren't. And then there's some people that don't know God. There's people that serve other gods and all kind of things. So you have to always remember that you're in a broken world. This world is not your home, okay? Yes, you're here to live for God, to walk out your purpose in the earth that He has for you, you know, basically to just show the love of God, the love of Christ, you know, in your heart to others, like God is want to use you, you know? So there's evil in the world.
That's what I'm saying. Say. So yeah. with that evil in the world, and then with people speaking, saying, well, make America great, put God first. So it's so much evil. I think number one, you can't entertain the evil, but that's hard also. Yeah. When every platform shows evil.
Right.
I'm just, like I said, I'm just at a point where when people say, John, well, don't entertain getting treated bad at work. God, you know, I understand what he's going to do, but it hurts when people disrespect you or don't respect what you bring to the table or don't see you as an equal teammate. And so forth and so on. And so, you know, everybody want to talk about, you know, God ain't in everybody. I witness it every day I go to work. People I deal with every day at their job. Their actions, the way they speak to people. Everybody ain't got God in them.
Yeah.
And so for a guy who do got God in them, and for a guy who is mindful of his relationship with God, what am I to do when I'm dealing with that every day, all week? Those individuals who don't have God in them.
Do what God says. Handle it the way that God tells you to handle it.
And what is that?
Even Jesus went through persecution and everything, and people not liking him, accusing him of wrong things, trying to set him up, all kind of things, you know. But he still loved. He still forgave. At times, people was trying to get him all caught up. He was silent. He was just quiet because he know it's more than just this. Because we wrestle against. You know, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, just, you know, principalities and evil and things like that. So he know when to speak, when not to speak. And like, he just used wisdom, you know what I mean? So You pray for people, you forgive people, you just do what the word says. You understand that this world is not your home. You know, it's not your permanent home. You know, we're all going to go, like, you know what I mean? So we're here for a purpose, and to fulfill it, then we're gone, you know? So, like, you just can't control other people and what they do. You just have to allow God to use you to do what it is he wants you to do in the earth. And then just because they're evil, like the word says, and my grandma used to always tell me, don't do evil for evil, because you're just reproducing more evil. Just because they're evil and they're doing wrong doesn't mean, okay, don't let their evil get in your heart, get in your soul, get in your spirit, because then you're going to reproduce evil. And that's what's wrong with the world. We're just reproducing more evil, more evil, more evil. We're forgetting about God. We are not putting him first, you know?
So we can't make America great because we're not putting them first. I mean, that's mm-hmm. simple as possible.
Yeah.
You know, then we ain't even talked about the sexuality of what's going on in America. You know, how people want you to forget about your upbringing, or how what the Bible taught you about sexual relationship, man and Adam and Eve, and not Adam and Steve, and so forth. And everybody wants you to, like, literally, they want you to appreciate. You got to accept LGBT, and that's not cool either. That's not cool for me being raised by my upbringing. Then I got all of a sudden turn my back to my upbringing, and I got to accept this because this is what the world want. The world want to show two guys kissing on TV. The world want to show 2 feet, and that's cool, but that's not, and I repeat, that's not godly. All right, because mm-hmm. ain't no man producing no baby with each other.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the internal of a person, the organs, and how we were shaped by God mm-hmm. for purpose and reason. Mm-hmm. See, and that's another thing people don't understand. And they so quick to tell you, you have to accept that. And I'm telling you right now, I don't disrespect those individuals, mm-hmm. but I would never accept that.
And you don't. You don't have to accept it.
But the world is pushing it on us. They pushing it on our damn kids. Mm-hmm. They pushing it on us, and they want us. So for not a person like me who's comfortable and able to fight those individuals off, but what about a 12-year-old or a 10-year-old or a 15-year-old, 16-year-old who's being pressured to accept these types of ways of lifestyle? Yeah. But they inside their house, they've been raised by the owner manual, mm-hmm. God word, mm-hmm. and as it stand and as it was written, mm-hmm. not modified words.
Well, it just starts with, I mean, as a parent, you just want to sit down and talk to your kids. Look, this is in the world. I mean, it was in Jesus' day. Like, God is not shocked about it. Like, in the Old Testament, Sodom and Gomorrah, like, he ain't shocked about it. He already know. So we should not just be like, oh my God, the world is, you know, no. Like,
no, not really shocked, but yeah. Acceptable when something's trying to been pushed on.
Right.
I mean, like, it's like
the enemy is always going to push stuff, but you don't have to accept it. You can say no.
You're right.
And then, you know.
But it's hard for kids out there to know how to say no.
And then another thing is, you know, a lot of, you know, believers are not, you know, coming together enough to be like, hey, no, we don't accept this. You know, we kind of sometimes, hey, we don't like this, but we're not really doing nothing as a church, as a, you know, as believers.
Okay. Yeah.
To affect that change, to be like, hey, no, this is not what we want. But it's the world. It's like,
So with that saying,
like,
it's the world. Give me four things that you feel that we need to change in the world.
Okay.
Four critical things.
Back up. Okay.
All right. Back up then.
So, yeah, but you don't have to accept it. And that's why it's important for you to, you know, teach your children.
Okay.
You know, about God, the word of God, and for them to have their own relationship with him. Okay, and then
so you say teach, build that personal relationship.
Yeah, so they'll know, like, when the enemy comes and tries to, or the world tries to come and push stuff on that does not line up with the word of God, they'll know how to handle it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And Jesus even sets a model how for us to resist temptation and things like that. And you read the New Testament. But God, he talks about in Deuteronomy 30:19, how this day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Now choose life so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God and listen to his voice and hold fast to him. For the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land. Well, he was talking to, the children of Israel. But when you become a believer, you're adopted into the family, basically, you know. So my thing is, God says, choose life. He's letting you know in this world, I mean, there's life and death. There's blessings and curses. Now choose life. Choose good. Choose to do the right thing. We have to choose it. And he's not going to make us. He's such a gentleman. He's not going to make us do anything. It really isn't hard. We just have to choose it. No, with God's help, we have the power to say no to things that are unacceptable. We have to renew our minds and our hearts and our spirits. Because even in the New Testament, the word talks about renewing our mind. Because we're born into this sinful world. And we've been doing those things and that thought and just, you know what I mean? And then yeah. When you have your relationship with God, and that's why you're born again or whatever. And that's when you have to renew your mind, the way that you think, like reprogram yourself.
Yeah, you agree. I agree. And I thank you. Thank you so much for that insight, you know, and as we close, so the most critical thing she said was about, we have to choose. And so, you know, my granny always told me it comes back to the choices we make. And so when you're out there, be mindful of your choices and understand you have to put God first. You have to choose to do the right thing, no matter what the world is telling you to do. It's hard for me to do some things, but I go to work every day and I know I work with people who are so not in the best interest of me. But once again, I have a job to do and I ask God for strength before I get out of my vehicle. But I have to continue to go to work because I have a choice. I have to continue to take care of me and my kids and build a life. But remember, in order to make America great again, we have to put God as a choice. But we also have to examine what is great. Because, like,
America has not been great.
Have never been great.
I just wish people would not say that so anymore.
This is just in time. Thank you, sister, so much for sharing your insight. I hope everyone have a blessed Sunday. I hope everyone be blessed. And remember, tomorrow is a new day to be, have a new mind frame and to treat people in a new light. Be blessed. This is just in time till I come back and talk to you again. Have a safe day.